This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The Reserve Bank of India RBI Governor Shaktikanta Das, led Monetary Policy Committee MPC, has decided unanimously to keep the policy repo rate unchanged at 6.5%. The decision was taken during the three-day bi-monthly MPC meeting of the RBI, which started on Wednesday. This is the fourth time in a row that the MPC has decided to maintain the status quo on the repo rate. The repo rate is the interest rate at which the RBI lends money to commercial banks. Announcing the bi-monthly monetary policy, the RBI governor said the decision was taken after a detailed assessment of the evolving macroeconomic and financial developments and the outlook. Consequently, the standing deposit facility SDF rate remains at 6.25% and the marginal standing facility MSF rate and the bank rate at 6.75%. The MPC also decided by a majority of 5 out of 6 members to remain focused on withdrawal of accommodation to ensure that inflation progressively aligns to the target while supporting growth. Mr. Das said the RBI has also retained the real gross domestic product GDP forecast for financial year 2023-24 at 6.5%. Similarly, the consumer price index CPI-based inflation for financial year 2023-24 is projected at 5.4%. The centre today approved the release of around 45 crore rupees disaster assistance to the flood-affected Sikkim. The amount is a central share from the State Disaster Response Fund to the state for the year 2023-24. The move is aimed at helping the state in providing relief measures to the affected people. The Union Home Ministry has also constituted an inter-ministerial central team to make an assessment of damages caused due to flash floods. The ministry said the team will visit the affected areas of the state shortly, and based on its assessment, further additional central assistance to Sikkim will be approved. The situation in Sikkim has been closely monitored by the central government at the highest level around the clock. The centre is also providing full support to the Sikkim government by mobilising timely logistical assistance to deal with the situation effectively. 2 days back, due to incidents of cloudbursts and flash floods, a sudden surge in the flows in the Teesta River washed away several bridges, parts of NH-10, the Chung Thang Dam, and impacted several small towns and infrastructure projects in Sikkim. Meanwhile, the death toll following the devastating flash flood has reached 19. The State Disaster Management Department has said 103 people, including army personnel, are missing. In Mumbai, 6 persons lost their lives and 31 people are injured in a major fire incident at a 5-storey building near Azad Maidan in Goregaon early this morning. 30 people have been rescued from the fire. The fire spread through the shops on the ground floor and the vehicles that were parked on the floor. Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the central and state agencies have succeeded in firmly curbing all forms of terrorism in the country in the last 9 years. Mr. Shah was speaking after inaugurating a two-day anti-terror conference organized by the National Investigation Agency NIA in New Delhi yesterday. He said model anti-terrorism structure should be established under the purview of the NIA. He said the hierarchy, structure and standard operating procedures of investigation of all anti-terrorism agencies in all states should be made uniform for better coordination between central and state agencies. The government has declared the Jammu and Kashmir Democratic Freedom Party, JKDFP, as an unlawful association under the Unlawful Activities Prevention Act. The organization has been involved in anti-national activities since 1998. The Home Ministry said in a release that its members have always promoted separatism and terrorist acts in India. At the Asian Games in China, Indian contingent is in action in several disciplines on day 13 in Hangzhou today. In archery, India won a bronze medal in the women's recurve team event. The trio of Ankita Bhakat, Bhajan Kaur and Simranjit Kaur defeated Vietnam 6-2 in the bronze medal match. In men's cricket, India stormed into the final after thrashing Bangladesh by 9 wickets. In women's kabaddi, India entered the final with a comprehensive win over Nepal. The Indian team will take on Chinese Taipei tomorrow. In badminton, Indian pair of Chirag Shetty and Satvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy will be in action in the men's doubles semi-finals this evening. India has so far amassed a total of 87 medals, including 21 gold, 32 silver and 32 bronze. And that is the end of this news bulletin.